Well, I seem to have a front seat in what God is doing with young people. And it's really my privilege to right now be president of Mount Zion Bible School. And I am seeing the Lord move in these young people. And the Lord promised us a year of freedom, and he's delivering it. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This word that I'm about to share with you is a word that the Lord gave me for them in chapel. But when I was preparing it, I felt like the Lord say, when you speak this word, one of the young teachers, he was going to be lit up with it, and sort of like the torch would pass to him. And from hearing what I shared in chapel, God would just birth something in his spirit that would be part B. And that's exactly what happened. And I would like to share not a long time, but those two messages combined into one. And the message is, do not fear the coming battle. Do not fear the coming battle. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, you love us. And Lord, you are here. And I thank you that you are going to minister to us, Lord, by your Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you will come and be our teacher. And Holy Spirit, would you just light up this word, O God? Let it be an eternal work. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house, which means deliverance has come. Our healing is here. Lord, may our salvation look greater and deeper than we've ever seen it before. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. This is a word for believers. And if you would turn with me in your Bibles, two places, one place in the Old Testament and one in the New, Psalm 140. Psalm 140 in the Old Testament, and we're going to start there. And then if you could just put your finger, please, into John 14. John 14. We'll start at Psalm 140, and then we will just flip over to John 14. Do not fear the coming battle. And it's just one verse in Psalm 140. And it's verse 7, and it says, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. You have covered my head in the day of battle. And this, the Lord quickened this verse to me when teaching the students about New Covenant teaching, how when we understand that God made a promise and the promises made to his people are kept because he made the promise, God the Father, with his son Jesus, and that neither side can break that. They are both are able to keep promises they make. And the promise was that to whosoever would come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would receive them. And he would send, and they would be given power to become sons of God. And that their sin would be forgiven. They would be cleansed. And they would be accepted and loved in the beloved, in the heart of the Father, and into the family of God. And we would be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and that sin would have no more dominion on us. That if we would believe all that Christ has won for us, because he went to the cross, because he shed his blood, and his blood has the power to forgive sin. And that when we come into this truth, and we then come into the life of Christ offered to everyone who believes that, that we are made promises, and that is a promise of freedom, that we will be made more like Jesus the more we walk and follow him. And as we are just at the Bible college, letting the Lord open up the truth of his word, and then I see students where the word doesn't just dwell in their heart, but it moves down into, I mean in their head, but it moves into their heart, and they begin to experience the truth, and we're beginning to see them move into freedom and begin to testify of what the Lord is doing in their heart. And this text here of Psalm 140 verse 7 kind of sums up what the Lord is doing right at this moment at the college when it says that in the day of battle I have a promise, and that promise is, Lord, you have covered my head. You have covered my head. And what I think that that's a picture where the Lord is saying, You know, in combat, in terms, if a limb, if you go into combat or I go into combat and a limb is severed or our shoulder is gashed or a foot is crushed, that can be serious, but we usually survive. But if the head is altered, if the crushing blow comes to the head, if there is a deep gash, everything can change if the head is affected. And nothing is right till it's fixed. Indeed, if it can be fixed. And of course, if the head is severed, then it is all over. And as this is a picture of the most vital part of the body is the head, so too the most vital part of our faith is belief and trust. And the Lord is saying, when you go into a battle, when you go into my battle, your head is covered and your faith will not diminish. And I want to suggest to you that the battle that the Lord was speaking of, our day of battle, your day of battle, is a picture of when the Lord is speaking to his church and he says, now, when you are dealing as believers, when you are now, I am beginning to bring you to a crossroad, to a situation in your life, a sin, a place where there you are resisting what I want to do. He goes, when you go into this battle and you are going to say, Lord, I've never had victory there, but I believe that I can reckon myself and this sin as dead, as Lord, I look to you and believe that you will come and you will strongly support me. When as Christians that we say, Lord, I say that sin is will have no more dominion. And Lord, I'm going to ask you now because I'm powerless in myself. But if I go into this battle because it's a God-appointed one at this time, that Lord, you're going to cover my head and that my faith will not be diminished. I will not take a serious blow to what I believe, that I'm going to be able to hang on to the promises you make me. My head's going to be covered if I go in the day of battle. The day of battle can also mean that when God says, no, this is a time where your fear and your failure and fears that want to overwhelm us, when the Lord's saying, challenge that fear. Challenge it and prove if I am not with you. I'm going to cover your head. And you are going to be able to believe me when you read this word. If you will enter into the battle saying, Lord, this fear that has always been a mountain before me. But Lord, I come to you now. And I ask as I'm being led in that you're going to cover my head. And that, Lord, I'm going to be able to withstand all the pressure and everything that how the enemy could take me down before in the battle of my mind. You promised to send me into this battle with my head covered. And my head protected. Hallelujah. The day of battle means when I'm doing a certain thing for the benefit of others, that, Lord, I will not be turned away by reason, other kind of reasonings. That when, Lord, if I could be misunderstood in this, that, Lord, if I go to do the right thing for the benefit of others, that I won't be turned back at the gates of reasoning. And I won't be turned back by what seems to be the best course or what the wise guy course is. But, Lord, will you protect my head as I go into this battle to do something for the benefit of others? The Lord says, I will protect your head in the day of this battle. When we enter into a battle to pray, and we know that praying means going into battle, that, Lord, will you protect my head? Will you cover my head? As, Lord, that is, I feel like sometimes I pray poor prayers or I don't pray enough. But, Lord, you're stirring me. And I want to be a person, Lord, that comes to you in prayer. Will you protect my head? Will you protect me from the discouragements? Will you protect me from the line of reasoning that wants to say, what, you think you're going to be able to do this? You think you are going to be a person who can stand in prayer? Lord, will you cover my head? In the day of this battle, will you cover my head? And the awesome thing is we pray like that, but the Lord says, oh, Lord, oh God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head. Because so many times we it's like we go in pleading, but he goes, no, you have covered my head. And it speaks to me of that protection from the blows that disable. It speaks to me when there is a battle that we know that we are to enter into. And we feel so reluctant, or we feel a resistance. We feel a fear. We feel that it's a sin that, Lord, I'm almost afraid to meet it head on. But you say, Lord, this is the hour we live in, where you have covered our head, and that we lies are not going to be able to penetrate as we say, Lord, all right, in heavenly armor, I'll enter this land. With heavenly armor, with that helmet of salvation, Lord, I'm going to find out how awesome and how what is the strength of this salvation. That if you're leading me to on ground, Lord, to confront something, that you say, now is the time. I am with you, and I have covered your head. And in that battle, you can go, and lies will not penetrate. The lies of the enemy that have turned us back so many times. Fears and things that have been able to discourage us before, where we have felt helpless before the taunt of the enemy. The Lord is saying, no, I have covered your head in this battle. You see that battle before you? Your head is covered. And those lies will not penetrate. And those blows will not be able to take your faith down. You will see, I have covered your head. And where has been your weakest point before? It is now covered by my glory. You go in because you're covered. And this discouragement that is not able to permanent will not be able to permanently lodge there. And I was thinking, Lord, I thank you that when you cover our head, and you say in Ephesians that our salvation many times is like a helmet. And I thank you, God, that it covers our ears. That helmet goes down. And I was thinking that as the Lord, this covering for our head in the day of battle, it's like the promise of right thinking. The promise of right thinking, that in the heat of the battle and when we feel like there is no hope for us, that our head and our mind will be protected as we go into this God-appointed battle. That the hour that he has said that this is what's before you, now go in. And that the Lord is saying your ears are covered and you're going to be not hearing the enemy's voice. He says, I will strongly support you and it will be my voice that will be leading you. Because he promises us in this picture of a covered head in the day of battle, of a right and an ordered thinking. And you know, beloved, I have experienced that lately, a right and ordered thinking. That many times when I have faced situations at the Bible college, it's like I just, when there's like, Lord, I want to be led by your spirit. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you say. He is faithful to speak loud and clear. He is faithful to give a sense of knowing what to do. To maybe to truly hear what it is that I'm supposed to do. And I, you know, I think so often we've heard it preached from this pulpit that many battles can boil down to this thought. That when we enter them, This thing is when we start to know that we're in conflict over something. We need to be strongly assured that we are loved and that we're going to make it. And if those two questions can be satisfied in our minds and in our heart, am I loved and am I going to make it? When those two questions can be solved, so much is solved. And with this promise that our head is covered in the battle before us, where God promises you will have right thinking and an ordered thinking, that you'll get so hungry for my word. Going into this battle, I'll be able to speak to you and you will hear what I'm saying. And I promise I will be a lamp to your feet and you will see the next step. You may not see the whole road before you, but if you enter this battle, whether it be the battle, I said, against sin and reckoning ourselves dead to it, whether it be a battle to believe, whether it be a battle to continue to be a blessing where we want to turn away or to pray, the Lord says your head is covered. And right thinking and an ordered thinking will be your portion in the day of this battle. And then as we were, the Lord was lighting up this word, the speaker the next day, as he began to mull on that word, He began to bring something out that was like another facet of this truth. And if you will just turn with me to John 14. About our head being covered. About a right thinking and a right order of thinking. And he began to share about how it's so important entering in to this God-appointed battles. That we know as believers and we avail ourselves of the full ministry of the Holy Spirit. That since the Holy Spirit was sent to empower the church, and that the church only moves forward in the power of the Spirit, that we as believers never lose. We ask, Lord, I want you to put something in my head and something in my heart that I might have an understanding of the Holy Spirit, especially as he ministers to the last day's church. And he ministered two things, two specific things that the Holy Spirit, his ministry to his church, the church of Jesus in the last days. And he was saying in John 14, if we look at verse 16, and that God will allow us to have an understanding and a right thinking of this, he says, Jesus speaking, and he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And beloved, I was thinking, Lord, as your church, you have promised a comforter. You have promised a comforter in the day of battle. You have promised when we go into the heat of the battle, there would be a comforter. You promised that as we are fighting that fight, Lord, that you are saying, go in and be very courageous. You promise that as we obey with our head covered, with a promise, Lord, that we will not never stop hearing your voice as we enter into this battle. That you also promise then, no matter how that battle rages, how hot the fires, you will be a comforter and you will lift up our head. That you, Lord, you are a comforter that is awaiting us. And in this battle, we are never alone. And I was thinking, I thank you, Lord, that so often when we get into the battle, of course, we are hearing constantly the voice of a condemner. And the Lord says, no, but you will know in that day the voice of a comforter will be even louder. And we know this scripture as the church. But I think that it's like, Lord, would you help us in this right thinking? That we truly stop, no matter in the heat of the battle, whenever we feel threatened and overwhelmed, whenever we feel like, Lord, I only hear the voice of the condemner telling me what I'm not doing and how I'm losing this battle. Will you remind me in this right thinking you promised me with my covered head that you have sent a comforter? You said you've sent another comforter, that Jesus, his presence on the earth, brought such a comfort to his disciples. But he said, I go that you may receive another comforter. And that he may, by this comfort, he says, that you will receive something that the world doesn't understand and that the world never could have. This world walks this earth outside of Christ without the comfort of God, without the comfort that can come to a soul in the heat of battle, where you and I receive something of courage and something of vision. Where you and I, where there is no way to go forward, the Lord himself creates a door of promise and hope in the middle of that battle. Where the Lord himself comes and comforts and says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. The battle belongs to me. The battle belongs to me. Hallelujah. And it says that even the Spirit of truth And beloved, in this battle, the Holy Spirit comes and he brings us truth. And in the day of battle, I'll tell you, God does not add to our burden. God does not add to the battle. The truth doesn't become hard. The truth becomes the way forward. The truth becomes the light. The truth becomes the way. The truth becomes the life we are to live. And something of that heavenly comfort and courage comes into us. He, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is that Spirit of truth. And he says, I will abide with you forever. And we will be comforted by truth. It will not become a hard truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the second part of the Holy Spirit's ministry is not that only he is the comforter who has come. That we can truly say, Lord, I thank you that I will not, you have promised, let not my heart be troubled, but you will send a peace. You will not let it be troubled nor become afraid to the snapping point. But Lord, in the day of battle, you are covering my head and you are comforting me. And you will show me things to come. That there were times, you know, beloved, in our life where the Lord, we get a glimpse of what it is he wants to do in our life. He wants to make us that loving person. He wants to make us people that are full of truth, that know a glory in our soul. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will begin to show us things to come. He goes, when you're in the battle, don't give up. There's no reason to give up. The Lord has thoroughly defeated the enemy. He's going to comfort us with this. But then secondly, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is this. And you don't need to turn there, but in Galatians 4:6, it says this. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Because we are sons, because we belong to God, that God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, which is the Holy Spirit, into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. But then it says in Romans 8:14, but we have received the Spirit of adoption, wherefore we cry, Abba, Father. And this is telling me that that God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son in our hearts. The Holy Spirit has come into our heart and he cries, Abba, Father. And then it says we've received that Spirit and we begin to cry, Abba, Father. And all of a sudden the voice of the Spirit and our spirit is one, crying, Father. And the Holy Spirit is going to come in the day of battle, and he's going to put a cry in our heart, Father. And beloved, that's why we're going to go on, not because, you know, we're some successful warrior, but at the end of the day, we're going to know the cry of a son or a daughter that says, Father. And he, the Spirit of truth, is going to witness we are his sons and we are his daughters. And we're going to make it in the battle because we are his, because we are his children, because he would not leave a son or a daughter defenseless in the battle. Hallelujah. There's going to be something in the last days, church, where the Spirit is witnessing in our heart, Father, and all that means, Father. We are not left comfortless. And beloved, that word comfortless means orphans. We are not orphans. We are not orphans in this world. We have a father that loves us. We have a father who's a perfect parent, who everything he does is to bring us forth into sons of glory to show what he's like on the earth. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. He knows exactly what battle we need to face. And he says, son, daughter, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. There is no bond that can break the love I have for you. There is no changing my mind of the plan I have for you. I put my name upon you. Hallelujah. You're a son and an heir and a co-heir. Hallelujah. And there will be the Holy Spirit in us in this day of battle, somehow crying, Father. And that's going to summon everything at the Father's disposal, beloved. Do not be afraid to go into the day of battle. Do not let the last days church, composed of the sons and daughters of God, to go into a battle. For the glory of God is in it, and he's saying, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I will comfort you like no one else can. I will never break the bond or the relationship. And beloved, this right thinking that when we go into the battle and our head is covered and we will not be pounded, yet our head is covered, but our heart will be saying, Father, Father, Father. And the comfort that it will bring, hallelujah, will bring us into glory and will cause us to be led forth into a battle that we win. Into a battle that the Lord himself will win. That our Father will not leave us defenseless before our enemies. And the Lord says, I've determined that you would win this battle, whatever it will be. Because I, now he says, in your right thinking, never turn away from the ministry of the Holy Spirit to this last day's church. Don't let it just be a head battle, but remember that the Comforter has come, and let us avail ourselves of that by the Spirit of God. Let us be comforted deeply. Let us not be afraid to be led to wherever we are led, because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And let us not be afraid where we're led to, for we will receive comfort beyond measure, unspeakable words, and full of glory. And at the end of the day, there will be a cry, Father, Father. And there will be something broken in us, something broken over us, something broken around us, because God is our Father. Hallelujah. Do not fear to go into your appointed battle, beloved. Do not fear. The battles are going to be fierce and the battles will be hard in the days ahead. For those who are led by the Spirit will be led into places our flesh doesn't want to go. But hallelujah, we will not be led by the flesh. We are sons and daughters of God, and we will. Hallelujah. And the world, it's going to feel the impact of the sons and daughters of God being led by his Spirit into a triumphant battle that's already been won by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we need to know the glory of this relationship is God our Father, and the Holy Spirit provides it, and the Holy Spirit makes it real. Do not turn away from the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the last day church, where he cries Father and we cry Father. We are one voice with the Holy Spirit, and we receive the comfort of it all. Beloved, our head is covered in this battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Will you stand with me? Hallelujah. So much at the Bible school is being broken as the Holy Spirit is witnessing how much the Lord truly loves us. How deeply we are loved. So much is being broken in the Spirit when we realize that God is our Father and he is a perfect parent. So much is being broken on this level. And I pray that today the same power of these very, very simple truths have the same liberating effect, that we will not forget, that our right thinking we will always remember. There is a comfort beyond words for those who enter into this battle, in the day of battle. There is a comfort, and there is a realization of God our Father. There is a glory in that. There is so much healing in that. And it's such a generation that it feels, till that sense and that knowing we have a Father is restored to us, so much cannot get done. Growing up, one thing I did know. I did know that my Father loved me. And I did know that he was proud of me. And that gave me such confidence to face this world. How much more will our Heavenly Father go so deep, where you and I know we are loved by him, and that he's not ashamed of us. He works with us. He knows what he will do. He knows what he can do. Because we're his sons. We're his daughters. It's not like a general on the battlefield relationship. You're his son. You're his daughter. Something is going to break in the heavenlies when we, the church, get a hold of this. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to let the continual cry of Abba, Father, ring in our heart every day, to be healed through that. And this right thinking, if we will enter into the battle, whether it's to believe God to break the power of sin off us, to continue to live for the benefit of others, to live, to have a prayer life where we are in touch with our Father, whatever the battle is, whatever the battle you are going to be led into, something about letting the Holy Spirit minister to us a limitless comfort and the cry of Father, do something miraculous. Hallelujah. Now, all over this place, that you know that what the Holy Spirit's been speaking, that a place in you needs to be touched with a confidence to be able to go into the battle, a confidence in your Father, and a confidence that's given you because you are loved of your Father. And as the musicians begin to play, just let the Holy Spirit, he's here now, to minister to us as his last day church, to minister to us these truths, and to let healing go on in this place. So as they play, will you just come as the Holy Spirit leads you? God's going to, doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't, this thing of the Father is something so profound, it changes everything as we open our heart up to it. You come now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Holy Spirit, help us to receive your ministry to us as the church. Help us, Lord, to receive your ministry. For you come, the Spirit of his Son. You come into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. You come crying that. And then, Lord, we cry, Abba, Father. You've taught us to say, we are one voice in this now. Please, Holy Spirit, give us right thinking in the days ahead. And always minister that cry in our hearts. We have a Father. God is our Father. It settles so much, Lord, in the day of battle. And Lord, we seem to lose this truth so easily, but thank you. You have covered our head, and that truth will stay. Thank you. You will comfort us, Holy Spirit, with this powerful truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will comfort us. And so much will be set right when we let you minister the cry, Abba, Father. We can cry that. We have a Father. God is our Father. Let this truth go so deep, Lord. Cover our heads that we would not lose it out of our hearts, oh God. Let it be a penetrating word. Let it be a truth, Lord, that sets us free and heals us. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you when Jesus first rose from the dead, he said, and now tell the brethren, I go to my Father and your Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Right out of the grave, resurrected, these words came forth. Let the Holy Spirit minister them in all its power, in all its glory, in all its deliverance, in all its healing, Lord. Let the church receive it. Let the church receive it, oh God. Cover our heads, Lord, no matter what battle you bring us to. God is our Father. God is our Father. Hallelujah. We have not been left comfortless. We are not orphans. Let the spirit of the orphan be broken, O God, that we are alone and comfortless in this world. Let the spirit of the orphan break over your church, O God, that we are not left comfortless. We have a Father. We have a perfect Father who does everything for our benefit, who is proud of us, who is putting, he gave everything for us that we may be trained and fashioned and disciplined. Oh, because, Lord, you are a perfect Father. Now, Holy Spirit, continue to minister and comfort us with this truth all the days of our life, no matter what age we may be. Let the truth of that heal, penetrate, and send us forward, oh God. Cover our head, oh Lord, that we, in a day of battle, we will not lose your ministry to us, Holy Spirit. And a cry will always be found, Father, and so much will break. And the world is waiting to see the sons of God manifested. I thank you for that, Lord. Now I pray, Lord, everyone who's come to this altar that has struggled, Lord, and this is a void, this issue of Father, they don't even know what Father looks like or feels, heal them. For those, Lord, that have had a father and, Lord, have been so emotionally abandoned, heal them. For those that have had a father, oh God, that has just been a father, and that means human and times less than perfect, let them forgive and heal them. And Lord, I pray that you would release upon the church, oh God, you would release upon this sense of being truly fathered by God, truly fathered. And that, Lord, we go out healing. There's healing starting in this truth as the Holy Spirit ministers to us. The cry, Father. We are heard by a Father. We have a Father. Our Father is in charge. Our Father knows what he is doing. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, constantly raise the cry, Father, in our heart, and let the healing go deep, and let the healing be wide, and let the earth know there's a church on earth that has a Father. And may we in turn minister that out of that same healing and that same comfort of being fathered by God, and the miracle it'll bring in our lives. Let us in turn, oh God, find the grace to minister it. And Lord, I thank you. In this battle, our head is covered, and this truth will remain in our hearts. Holy Spirit, we receive your ministry. Forgive us, Lord, for counting it a light thing, but we receive this ministry now, the cry of Father in our heart and the healing it brings. Thank you for a comfort beyond words. Thank you for a comfort beyond words. Thank you for a very simple word, Lord, but yet let it go deep, and let all our days, let our head be covered that it never escape. And we pray healing now for everyone at this altar. Let a miracle begin. Thank you, Father. You hear that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.